This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Leicester have just won 1 in 10. They are rooted to the foot of the Premier League. I looked at this, Derek, and I thought Leicester 5-4. Who were they kidding? Leicester 5-4.
I know.
They might win, but
yeah, it's when you get to this stage of the season, isn't it? And the teams, you know, who were on the beach and your odds compilers are obviously thinking West Ham now. But when do you get to the stage where you can't touch the team who have something to play for? I think 5-4 is almost in that region. 5-4, Leicester, they've only won what? How many games is it this season? About two, is it? Well, no, four, two at home. Two games at home they've won. Mm. And the 5-4 to beat a side who weren't not that long ago were riding high in the top, you know, top six. I know that West Ham's form has fallen off a cliff, but has it fallen off that far? It troubles me, this game. I really, really... You see, I've always argued in the Ale House with mates, you know, you've got to back a team with something to play for, because I've played in matches like that. Four Leicester, I keep coming back to it. I just can't go for it. I'm going to play safe and go for the draw. I wouldn't touch this game, to be honest, but if you're forcing me, I'll go for the draw.
Draw 12-5. You can see why West Ham are such a big price here, Ali. They've not won away from home in the league since early December. But Leicester, just they've left it too long to get rid of Nigel Pearson now. And
no, I don't think they should have got rid of Nigel
Pearson. I think they should have done.
No, why? I mean,
because he's just lost it completely.
No, he hasn't lost it at all. I mean, I don't think that's true. I just think they're not good enough. I think, you know, he's brought this team up. I don't think that the players have proved that they've given everything. If you talk to people who are close to the club, they have given absolutely everything. I mean, you only have to look at that last result, 4-3 at Tottenham. I mean, they shouldn't be losing a game when you're scoring three at White Hart Lane. They just, you know, they've not been absolutely hammered by any teams, really. I mean, I know they lost, you know, they lost 2-0 to City. No real shame in that. 3-1 at Man United. But, you know, a lot of the results has been a goal, isn't it? In fact, it'd be interesting to see how many Premier League games they've just lost by a single goal. I just don't think they're good enough, and I think that's the thing. And going back to Derek's point, you know, we do the champion. I won't nick this because Pete Farris, who does a championship podcast, made a really good point this week. You know, it seems like, Derek, that traders not only price teams up on whether they're on the beach or not, in inverted commas, but also on what a team needs to do rather than what a team is capable of doing. Yeah. Just because Leicester need the points, it doesn't mean that they're going to get the points, does it? Yeah. They haven't done it all season long. You know, so I agree with both of you. My initial gut feeling was Leicester win. You cannot back them at 5. There's nothing in their recent form that makes you think, yeah, I can back them. Won one of the last 10, what is it, 5 hours and 15 minutes, you know, Derek, since they last netted in front of their own fans. I mean, no ground has seen fewer Premier League goals than this one. Villa Park is equal. I think it's 30 goals both the stadiums have seen this season. You know, West Ham haven't been scoring particularly well. They've won one of the last 7, as you said, DK. Look, I'm just going to go on another goals bet here. I think Leicester could win it, but I can't really trust them to do that. If they do win it, I think it'll be maybe a 1-0 win. The other 2.5 is 19-20. Now, for two teams who, you know, West Ham have been struggling to score on the road recently. I think they scored 2 at Tottenham. But they're the only goals they've scored in the last 4 away from home. And they scored 1 at Swansea. So it's 3 in the last 6 away games for West Ham. And as we said, Leicester struggling for their lives. So under 2.5 at 19-20, I suppose.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.